Hello, this is Dr. Yesenia Goldfer dictating a procedure report on Margarita Hernandez, H-E-R-N-A-N-D-E-Z, first name Margarita, M-A-R-G-A-R-I-T-A, date of birth is 11-11-1953, date of procedure is 10-5-2023, physician is Yesenia Goldfer Dio, referring physician is Dr. Mohammed Musa. Procedure performed. Number one. Colonoscopy with cold forceps polypectomy. Period. Number two. Esophagogastroduodenoscopy with biopsies. Period. Indication is heartburn. A screening for colon cancer. Comma, rule out pathological GERD such as Barrett's esophagus, ulcer, malignancy, or other period. Description of procedure. Informed consent was obtained. Possible complications of procedure including go back to the section with procedure performed. Please delete colonoscopy, and number one should state flexible sigmoidoscopy with cold forceps polypectomy, period. Going back to the description of the procedure, restart. Informed consent was obtained. Possible complications of the procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as possible missing lesions from malignancy, were all expensive. Patient was brought back to the endoscopy, placed in the lateral position, sedated as per anesthesia service, and then monitored anesthesia care period. A well-lubricated Olympus video gastroscope was introduced into the esophagus, advanced into direct vision to the third portion of the quadrant. Careful examination is made of the duodenal bulb, second and third portion of the duodenum, stomach, G-junction, and esophagus. A retroflexory was obtained of the cardia. Period air was suctioned from the stomach before withdrawal of the scope. The patient was then turned around in the lateral decubitus position. A digital rectal exam was performed and was unremarkable, period. A well-lubricated Olympus video colonoscope was introduced into the rectum and advanced under direct vision to the sigmoid colon. Period. Unfortunately, there was significant stool burden that limited visualization. Period. Decision was made to withdraw the scope. Period. Upon withdrawal, delete upon withdrawal. A retroflex view was obtained of the rectum. Period. Bowel preparation was poor, period. Patient tolerated the procedure well without any complications. Findings. At upper endoscopy, there was a mildly irregular Z-line at 37 centimeters from the bite block, period. Biopsies were obtained to rule out Barrett's esophagus, period. There was evidence of fundal nodularity, period. Biopsies were also obtained for histology here, period. There was gastric antral erythema, period. The antrum was biopsied for histology, period. There was pale atrophic-looking mucosa in the gastric body, period. This was biopsied for histology, period. The duodenum overall appeared On remarkable to D3 portion period, biopsies were obtained to rule out celiac disease period. Number two, at colonoscopy, there was a poor prep period. Two small diminutive hyperplastic looking polyps were removed via cold forceps polypectomy period. There was also diverticulosis noted period. Impression number one. Mildly irregular Z line. Period. Fundal nodular mucosa period. Gastric antral erythema period. Pale atrophic looking gastric body period. Otherwise unremarkable upper endoscopy period. Number two. Two small diminutive hyperplastic looking polyps. Period. Poor prep. Period. Diverticulous period. Plan. Number one. Follow up biopsy pathology. Period. Number two, continue PPI as currently scheduled, period. Avoid non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, period. Anti-reflux precautions explained, period. Number three, we'll need to repeat colonoscopy as patient with poor prep, period. Next number, recommended high fiber diet and fiber supplements, period, and add Miralax as well for what I presume to be overflow diarrhea, period. Go back to the area where it says poor prep and in the plan and write, we'll need 2-day prep, period.